There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, hour number two of the show. Glad to have you along. Phone number 343-0106. Also works for a text, 343-0106. And with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us a talk back message as well. All right. And a reminder, too, don't be like me last week. I remember if you're in the College Pick'em Challenge, be making your picks. You get that thing done. I don't know how much news will change before the games play on Saturday, but if you're like me and you really don't have the real strategy other than going, I don't know, I think this team's going to win, cover the spread, go ahead and get your picks in now. If you're the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of y'all, which is really cool, in College Pick'em, go ahead and make your picks. And reminder, too, Friday, another shot at winning that $100 gift certificate. We do it each week with Mason Hills Farm. Get your meat for the cookout, for whatever you're doing. Your chance to win a $100 gift certificate coming up on Friday. Let's see here. We'll get to the text here. Well, I get to this text because I want to talk about what the Israelis are not admitting to it, but what the Israelis are doing. I read this one because, like, I'm big about the prodigal son thing. People that disagree. Gene says, because I was talking about the country, Gene said, Jerry Carl added one, and you made it fancy with the E at the end of it. Carlay. Jerry Carl added $1 billion to defense budget for ships Navy said they didn't need. So this is a great, great discussion. As you talk about right-siding government, and Gene, this is the thing that where I guess there's just no handles on me, that if you want to talk about having cuts to what we spend and deficit spending, you can bring me along for a discussion of cuts to things we don't need for the military. Now, I'm pretty... If you've listened to me any period of time, which I know you have, pretty in entrenched in taking care of our veterans and our fighting forces and making sure they have what they need. But in, you know, technology that we don't need, Gene, you could absolutely sit down with me. You're coming from the left on this, and we could negotiate. Absolutely. And that was, I mean, this is, and what do you think, Gene, though, as somebody on the left, my idea is, if I'm in there, I go, hey, work across the aisle and say, listen, here's what we're spending on debt service. This is just going interest payments on the national debt. Let's go after this over the next 5 years with 10% cuts or whatever we can figure out to bring this down. And then here's the carrot is that if you help me eliminate that debt, what we're paying in interest to service that debt, I'll give you a third of it, of what we've now saved, to be able to spend on programs you want to spend. At least that money goes to the American people, not servicing debt. This unnamed texter says, today's unsolicited advice, leave your pager at home and wear a cup. See those videos from yesterday. This is, and I think there has been a non-combatant injured or killed in this, and more today. We'll talk about what's happened in this next round. But I saw this as somebody who has said, I believe in Israel's right to defend themselves, to defend it, to push back on the attacks that happened on October 7th. At the same time, I do think if they can do things that keep innocent people, Palestinians, out of the mix, then I cheer it. It's actually, it even goes back, I believe it idealistically, but pragmatically. Wasn't it McChrystal that said, terrorist math? Have you ever heard this before? And I may be not specifically quoting it, but I have the spirit of it. He said, here's terrorist math. He said, if you have 10 terrorists and you kill five, and you kill five, right? It's if you have 10 terrorists and you kill five, then how many do you have left? And most of us would say, well, you have five. You have five left, right? Say, wrong. You got 20. Because when you killed those, you martyred them and more people came to the cause. So if you can, and I think that's exponential if you're killing people that are non-combatants in it. So this move by, I know the Israelis say, we have no part in this. Well, okay. Or they've not commented. Actually, they don't even think they denied it. They just said, huh, what? Where they had the pagers yesterday blow up. I've read so much about it last night. It's, to me, this is fascinating. So the Palestinians, or the Hezbollah in Lebanon, were using pagers because I guess the security on smartphones, you know, there's programs like Pegasus and all that that can infiltrate even phones they say they can't infiltrate. They can. And so they went to lower tech to avoid being monitored on these devices. And they went with pagers, I guess the pagers to communicate back and forth between Hezbollah forces in southern Lebanon there and with a wider network of people. They buy these pagers. And my guess right now, because people say, well, they hacked them and made them blow up. What I'm seeing, and my guess is something before they took delivery of the pagers was done to them and sat in wait for them to be able to use maybe the Israelis, maybe, like definitely, could do something down the road with these pagers. I think they had been in the mix. I think this had happened before they even took delivery of these pagers. And then using those explosions yesterday, obviously, I think they killed six or seven, injured so many others with them. And even Dalton pointed out, too, you also now know who's in Hezbollah. You know, if somebody had their pager blow up yesterday, they're affiliated with Hezbollah. So it makes them, even if they're surviving, you now know who it is. So I thought it was a really brilliant strategy used by maybe the Israelis yesterday. Now, more on this today. Now, more things are exploding. Reuters reporting Hezbollah handheld radios detonate across Lebanon today. Said handheld radios used by Hezbollah donated today across Lebanon South and in the Beirut suburbs, further stoking tensions with Israel a day after similar explosions launched via the group's pagers. So now their handheld radios are detonating. I mean, this is the story here. I mean, the documentary, the movie about this is going to be incredible. How maybe the Israelis got their hands on these devices. In my theory, I may be proven wrong, but I think they got them at the manufacturing level and put whatever they're using to make these things explode in at that point. Then let them be sold to Hezbollah, right? So, I mean, it makes way more sense to me, Occam's razor here, that you would put whatever it is in there that makes them go boom. You put that in at a manufacturing level, then sell them versus that they're somehow sneaking into every radio and every pager and putting the, you know, I think it had to be done beforehand. I mean, it is laid out long term. It's a hell of a story. Goes on here, said Lebanon's health ministry said the initial casualty toll was one person killed and more than 100 injured. Now, this is with the handheld radios, not the pagers from yesterday. At least one of the blasts took place near a funeral organized by Iran-backed Hezbollah for those killed in the previous day, when thousands of pagers were used by the group, exploded across the country, and wounded many of its fighters. What is that? That's turning terrorist tactics back on them, right? The terrorist tactic of having an explosion, right? I mean, we saw this in Iraq, we saw this in Afghanistan, where you'd have an explosion go off and kill and maim Americans, but other groups, but let's say Americans in this case, and then they would wait for the response forces to come in to take care of those American troops that were injured or killed. And then they would have the second strike. Well, in this case, they did the pager thing yesterday. They go to bury somebody, which seems quick, but I don't know. It seems that they had the funeral today. And then people had the two-way radios there. Boom, they exploded again. Reuters reporter in the southern suburbs of Beirut said he saw Hezbollah members frantically taking the batteries out of any walkie-talkies on them that had not exploded, tossing the parts into metal barrels around them. This attack, too, as I said yesterday, we were talking about it last night with friends, is also brilliant because it's the you have the physical explosions that happened on those pagers, and now with these walkie-talkies, two-way communication, you also had the best PSYOP move ever. Now you have, can you imagine, and we're going to get to some things posted up on Twitter here recently about it, but the PSYOP of it, now you want to sow panic into a group and you want to shut down their communication ability? There's Hollywood screenwriters that say, damn it, why didn't I come up with that? I mean, it's that kind of level of holy cow. So now you have You've killed or injured Hezbollah fighters that for the Israelis, maybe it was the Israelis, their enemy. You've killed and injured them. The ones that aren't way injured, you've identified them because they had ones explode. So if you, I'm sure, just maybe, Mossad agents are all through southern Lebanon, maybe. They now see who had the exploded pager, now you know. But the PSYOP of this and the panic, this Iran-backed Hezbollah, which is way more advanced than Hamas in weaponry and tactics, I imagine they are coming apart at the seams with no ability to communicate, trusting, like getting rid of all their communication devices. It's really extraordinary. So they said these the walkie-talkies here came from ICOM. Said images, further in the Reuters story, images of the exploded walkie-talkies examined by Reuters showed the inside panel labeled ICOM, I-C-O-M, and made in Japan. According to its website, ICOM is a Japanese-based radio communications and telephone company. So the company has said the production of several models of the ICOM handheld radios have been discontinued, including the IC-V82, which appeared to closely match the images from Lebanon Wednesday, which was phased out back in 2014. So what's the deal? Well, here you go. The handheld radios were purchased by Hezbollah 5 months ago, about the same time the pagers were bought, according to a security source. It does say Israel spy agency Mossad, which has a long history of sophisticated operations on foreign soil, planted explosives inside pagers imported by Hezbollah months before Tuesday's detonation, according to a senior Lebanese security source and another source telling Reuters, I'm sure, with the condition of anonymity. It's a hell of a thing as we look at tactics out there. Some updates here, too. So what else is exploding, right? So you have we had the pagers, and we had the two-way communications. Do this. We'll come back from the break because there's another list of other devices that have been exploding today in southern Lebanon as well. People are going to only be feel safe when they're like outside their house with no piece of electronics. It's a brilliant move by the Israelis.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
123, welcome back, Midday Mobile. Get your calls and text at 343-0106. Also, time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motorcars. David, I had one of these moments earlier. It was this morning, where I pull up at a traffic light. You know, I bought a couple vehicles from you, but you look, it's like 50% of the people at the stop sign or stoplight there have that LCM sticker on the back. You done good, man.
Well, that's not enough. We need more. we've been selling a few cars. We've been steady. I can't complain. The Buy Here, Pay Here program's really helped us, and it's helped our customers. I mean, we had a guy come in this morning that's bought probably six different vehicles from us over the years, and he ran some problems and ended up having a car that he had to give back. And anyway, we did him. He's been discharged from bankruptcy and everything's we didn't even have the letter from the courts. I mean, our lender already has a direct link to where they can tell whether it's been dismissed. But even if it had been dismissed, you know, we can still get you financed, even if you're in Chapter 7 or Chapter 13.
Man, that's a lot of flexibility. Tell folks how to find you to talk about finance and check out the inventory.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Check it out.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. David checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Let's do this. We'll get to the phones. Hold on. I do want to just read this this on Twitter from OSINT Defender, somebody that Dalton had me start following some months ago, even maybe more than that. Always interesting information coming from him. But this was posted up, a few hours ago here. Said, today's attack. So we just mentioned now you have the two-way radios exploding. So yesterday, pagers, two-way radios. Today, with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. OSINT Defender puts this out, says, today's attack on Hezbollah didn't just target the radios to detonate, with reports suggesting that smartphones, intercoms, crypto devices, tickers, smart watches, solar panels, and even some household appliances within the homes of Hezbollah members across the country have exploded. Now, at that point, I don't know, right? That because my idea was that this was done, these radios, these pagers, this was done in the manufacturing side before they were purchased by Hezbollah. But also solar panels and the smartphones and household appliances. I mean, this is something, this is next level. This is absolutely next level stuff coming from maybe the Israelis, right? All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go first to Shane in Mobile. Hey, Shane.
Hey, hello, Sean.
Hey, man. So what's your thought on this?
So it kind of reminds me of one of the Oceans movie where Danny Ocean, you know, which is played by George Clooney and, of course, Brad Pitt, they were trying to, I want to say, get over on a casino in Las Vegas, but they were able to infiltrate down in Mexico where they make the die set. That way, whenever they hit a button or something, when the dice come into the casino, it was in their favor.
Oh, wow. So there has been a Hollywood screenwriter come up with this. Because I thought about it. I was like, don't you know that people go, this is the best plot for a movie ever?
Absolutely.
And my idea was that it had to happen in the manufacturing process. But now, if they're blowing up blenders in Hezbollah members' houses, I don't know. I don't know how they're doing it.
No idea. Oh, by the way, man, sorry I missed you Sunday at the Outdoor Expo.
Well, yeah, I did not make it Sunday. I decided to take a day to go in 5-foot seas, go 57 miles offshore, but that's a story for another day. But I'm glad you came by.
Absolutely.
Glad you came by. And good. And thanks for the call, Shane, and good to see. I saw so many folks, man. It was so fun to do that Outdoor Expo. It's like the boat show. You know, when we do that, we get to visit with so many folks over the 3 days. Looking forward to doing my boat show coming up this spring, and then the Outdoor Expo with G&D Farms again this time next year. People are on the text line saying, yeah, maybe cell phones will be next. Well, it sounds like they're saying cell phones are next. I mean, they're doing, at least according to this tweet here. And this guy has been, I don't just read it to read it, this guy's been pretty on target with everything I've read from him over the years. Fire Dog says they have Saturday morning cartoons to teach kids to hate Israel and how to make IEDs in Gaza. It's not hard to radicalize Palestinian children. Killing these terrorist nut jobs is always worthwhile. Fire Dog, as a veteran, somebody who has the real world experience there, are you impressed with this? I'm just sitting here slack jawed that this operation is a sea change in warfare. I thought it was incredible. Matt says, if folks thought the movies Argo and Munich were good, they're going to love this. Yeah, what's some? Are they already scrambling to make this movie right now in Hollywood? Unnamed texture said, Sean, it's the most amazing tactic used. No legs, no arms equals no use for battle. Yeah, and then the residual there, right? Not just to the effect of the people that they killed or injured in this, the Hezbollah members, but now, don't you know, anything that communicates, you're trying to get away from. You, the Reuters story saying they're taking the batteries out of everything, throwing them in these cans and getting. So now what happens to the command infrastructure for Hezbollah when there's no communications? It's just, I'm slack-jawed. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Talk about this more when we get back. 343-0106. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, and speaking of the outdoor show, as the promo was just speaking of the outdoor show, so you'll hear him tomorrow morning, Captain Bobby Abruscato, when he does the fishing report on Thursday mornings, but he's going to be my guest for the full hour on Saturday's outdoor show at 7 Saturday morning. Of course, it re-airs through the weekend, and bunches of y'all go get it in a podcast form, but yeah, Bobby will be my guest for a full hour. Talking about inshore fishing. That's coming up Saturday morning at 7. All right, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. My man Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He's been doing it 16 years. That says something. That says that he is doing a great job. People dig it. You can actually see the representation of that. You can listen to me tell you about my experiences or the people that work here, or go to the Google reviews out there. Hundreds of positive reviews for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And I point this out so much because I think it's just true. The level of service you have to go online and say this person was great, right? We all might tell our friend, yeah, this thing's great, but you take the time to go put a review online about how great a service is, it says a lot to me. I'm telling y'all, he's my friend, so I mean, I know he does a great job, and I know the service is fantastic. I've used it, and I know the man. But you look at friends, family, people that you know, go to school with, work with, that are on there with the Google reviews talking about that great experience. So you have junk, you need it gone. It could be at your office, could be a storage unit, could be inside the house, outside the house. It's just stuff. You need to get it gone, get it out of your life. The guy to do it is my friend Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment really easy to do online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or the name is the number, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they'll find the time you want to do it and the day you want to do it. They set an appointment. You show up and you just point at the junk you want gone, and they quote you a price right there on the spot. And if you say yes, they get it done right then. So check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up that telephone. Now, hopefully you're not scared of the telephone. I don't think any smartphones here have had issues. Just call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and give Trey a holler. Yeah, so this list is something that is coming out now. The additional items that they said today. So you have yesterday was the pagers. Today, like the Reuters report we read, had the two-way communications, right? But in addition, it says here, also having also exploded today in southern Lebanon, smartphones, intercoms, crypto devices, tickers, smartwatches, solar panels, and even some household appliances within the homes of Hezbollah members. Unbelievable. I think somebody was saying, I agree, a master class. It's a master class. This is the planning, right? The planning that went into this, and then the execution of this is incredible. It's incredible what's happened here. Like I said, the communication system that's been disrupted here is amazing. So you have the physical damage, obviously, to Hezbollah members, but I think exponentially bigger is the PSYOP, where, I mean, they're throwing their communications gear in a bucket and getting away from it. Now the whole command chain, I imagine, would be truly set on its ear for Hezbollah. See somebody saying, Bob rolls this one out. Guy gets home. Wife is like, I tried to call you all day. Why didn't you pick up your phone? His response, he says it was too dangerous. So maybe, yes, there's going to... I want to talk to you, honey, but I can't get near the smartphone right now. Ben says, bet this is the last time Hezbollah gets their electronics at a blowout sale. Ben. CB Carl, my man, CB Carl, said, I don't want to sound like Ricky, but maybe Hezbollah should stop trying to eliminate God's chosen people. Although CB Carl, Ricky would disagree with you because he's anti-Israel and Jewish people as well. Let's see. T-Bone, I laughed, T-Bone, but I cannot read that one on there, but it's funny. Jason said, so If this got in the wrong hands, imagine how it could be used against innocent Americans. Oh, yeah. I mean, the technology is, I mean, obviously, if they're doing it there, there's, we know about it. But the interesting part to me is how far ahead that Mossad, maybe it's Israel. They haven't said it's them for sure. I love this stuff. We're like, I don't know. How far ahead they had to plan. I mean, on a small level, when they did the explosion there in Tehran, in that compound, where those explosives had to have been set weeks or months ahead of time. But this, if I understand it correctly, which I don't know, it's new, but I think some of this happened in the supply chain, right? So they rigged these items before they were ever sold. You know, I wonder if the salesperson to Hezbollah, just maybe, is a Mossad agent, and, you know, work with them like, yeah, we see we can get you these radios in. I got a good deal over here on the ICOMs. Oh, really? Okay. What? Yeah, they're selling these for cheap. I mean, I wonder if it's something like that. And these things had already been retrofitted and delivered. It's amazing. Fire Dog. All right, good. Fire Dog commented back. He said, this is one of the greatest moments in the last 25 years in terms of warfare. See, I like to hear this from a warrior because I'm a civilian guy, but it left me slack-jawed. He said, the absolute decimation of confidence and intelligence hasn't been since World War II with code breaking and the fake army being led by Patton into Britain. Those were pretty cool, weren't they? The code breaker story, I'm sure y'all probably have seen the movies. I've read some of the books here. The code breaking, wow. World War II. He said, if it's ever found out how Israel pulled this off, it'll be taught in every asymmetric warfare class for the next 200 years. My guess is access to the warehouse, manufacturing, and end user access. It's brilliant because the move here, yes, I mean, so much of the news, and I'm sure you'll watch, will focus on, and like the videos yesterday, the pagers exploding. You have the individuals that were few killed, a lot injured with the exploding pagers, it says today, with the two-way communications. But I think the bigger victory for Israel is what Fire Dog just talked about. You have I would imagine, I mean, people think about military and they think about, you know, the weapons, right? And the men and women carrying them. But communications, show me one military movie where the radio man or using semaphore from ships that was not crucial in every scene. If you now take Hezbollah and they got no way to talk to each other and say, do this, do that. It's incredible. Somebody said here on the text line, I've lost it now, but somebody said maybe they're going to be using pigeons. Maybe we'll see. And if they do, maybe there'll be a salesman out there said, listen, we got these pigeons. They're good. They're a pretty good deal on them here. And then the pigeons are wired up and go boom. It's something. Let's see the... this texture. Okay, said pigeons are next. And said new Hollywood working plot for The Hangover Part 4. Alan's pager renders him injured and lost in the Middle East with no way to find him. Stu and his buddies enlist the help of Mike Tyson to find Alan. Dave from Gulf Shore says, Sean, first the pagers, now the radios. Israel is starting to catch up with Japan for exploding consumer and commercial goods. Yeah, you're talking about the Takata airbag thing. He says, as of September 2024, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration had confirmed 28 deaths in the United States caused by the exploding Takata airbag inflators since 2009. There's also been at least 400 alleged injuries. Do you think next thing they'll have? They're probably running Toyota Hiluxes, I'm sure, there with Hezbollah. If they do, I don't think they have the airbags in them they can set off. This texture said, innocent Americans, because somebody said innocent Americans earlier, said, innocent Americans, are there any? Are alphabet agencies kill and maim countless people? I think we, the people that didn't do it, texture, are innocent. Texture, do you have children? Are your children complicit in this? And yes, I do. I am not ignorant. I mean, if you've heard me, I think it was yesterday, I was going down the list of the... presidents that have been empowered during drone strikes, right? Both parties. So I agree with you, but does that mean, so you think these devices, if I'm following your logic, had you capitalized innocent and then made it an interrogatory, innocent Americans, I do think they're innocent Americans. Do you think that because the CIA has done something, NSA has approved something, then it would be okay to have Americans' devices exploding on them to punish them for this? Help me understand your logic here. I need that. So it would be okay? Help me. Really, I want to understand that better. So help me. Help me understand that. David says AT&T has reported that landline installations orders have exploded today. Nice use of exploded as well. What would you do? You have the damage to the actual forces, but I think incredibly you have shut down. You don't have to shut down every device they have for communications if there's fear that every device of communications could explode at any point. I think you've shut Hezbollah down. We'll see where that goes, but it's really fascinating what's going on. All right, this back home here, I want to give you a little bit, and I'll talk more about this, I guess, with Dale Leach tomorrow from Lanyap, but it's Scott Johnson's story over at lanyapmobile.com. And so we've had, 2 days of the red light blitz going on with MPD. Scott writes this, days after a Mobile woman was charged with manslaughter for allegedly running a red light and killing another motorist, police will launch a 2-day operation at major intersections to crack down on drivers who ignore or fail to heed traffic signals. Like I said, I saw several MPD motorcycle units yesterday doing this. Said in a statement Monday morning, Mobile interim, which I guess he's not interim now, Police Chief William Jackson announced his agency will conduct the red light blitz operation Tuesday and Wednesday at specific intersections throughout the city. Officers will focus on drivers adhering to traffic signals. Okay, so he goes through this, the stuff we've talked about, but then Scott, good work here, does some digging, and here you go. Here are the stats. Said, according to information provided to Lanyap, MPD has issued 812 citations and warnings for red light violations this year. So here we are in the ninth month of the year, 812 citations or warnings for red light violations. It's just slightly behind 834 tickets issued during the same period last year. Agency issued a total of 1,134 citations and warnings for all of 2023. So this is nothing new, but I guess it has more specificity. It's more specifically to certain intersections out there. But yeah, there's some stats there. We'll talk about this more. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm working on this. We get people from the Traffic Engineering Department on the show next week as well. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 151 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Let's check in with my buddy Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And we talk about the collectible items. And Anna, y'all still have some of the Trump rounds in stock?
Yes, sir, we sure do. And we basically have three different designs. It's the 45th presidency when he's being sworn into the office. Then the other one was the mugshot Trump. And then the first assassination attempt, you know, the fighting rounds, those are still available for sale.
Okay, so somebody could, it's sad to say, we've got a collection of those out there just from the news of the last 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how quickly they produced the fire round, but I don't know if they'll do anything for this last event.
So,
I doubt it.
And with rounds, for people to understand, they're round because they're shaped like a coin, but they're not a coin. They're not legal tender, but they have the precious metal value, right?
Yes, there's still an ounce of silver, but it's more of like just like a pop culture type of thing. It's a collectible, so it is always going to have a higher premium than just silver.
All right. Well, tell folks how to come check those out and buy them before they're gone.
Yes, sir. We're at 2204 Government Street, just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Hey, Anna, thank you. And we'll talk again soon.
See you, Sean.
All right. There goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Let's see. So they've got the Trump rally, and they also, like when Ron was saying the other day, they got these zombie animals. It seemed people are crazy for these. I don't know why, but y'all are into them. So I think he sold out last week and got a new shipment in. All right. Matt says, hey, Sean, I would love to see CNN get some comment from one of the members of the squad. Yeah, I don't know if they will get commentary on this. yeah. This unnamed texter says, don't buy updated device. Use your old CB radio. Listen, the updating thing, yeah, I've gone around with this and running this company, obviously, electronics, computing, big deal in what we do. And I know you got to update so you don't get, you know, hacks and issues like that. But my gosh, it's always like I feel like I'm in some kind of MacGyver episode every time I press, you know, to update or take the, you know, you got to do the, you know, updating your settings or whatever comes through. I feel like I'm sweating like a MacGyver thing because I'm worried that it's going to come back and it'll be updated, but nothing will work like it did before. That would be the thing to do is if you could have a company that could work with those software companies to make the updates not screw up everything on somebody's computer. It'd be nice. Let's see. Okay, good. So this is a response from the person earlier, unnamed texter, about the innocent Americans. Good. And I asked to tell me, because the first text was, innocent Americans, are there any? Are alphabet agencies kill and maim countless people? And then I said, so you're saying Americans aren't innocent? What about your children or anybody? Are they somehow guilty and you could do things to them because of things that our three-letter agencies had done? Then the person says, is it immoral to pay federal taxes? Immoral. So the morality of paying taxes, you're saying because the taxes then go to pay for those operations? I play this game and say, well, my taxes go to pay for something else. So you could tell me what, you know, on the if you use that with the IRS and they let you off because you said it's immoral to pay federal taxes, please let me know how that went. And then they go on to say, we do vote for this government. Can we abide its actions? So, but the self-flagellation, not flagellation, but flagellation, that you're saying is, so therefore it would be okay to use this technology to hurt Americans because Americans have voted for a government that has used it against other people? I appreciate you texting back. It's not just a one-way street, but I still aren't, I understand the words you have typed. I don't understand the, I don't agree with you. Another unnamed texter here. Y'all give yourselves a handle here. You use your first name or nickname or something. But this texter says, seriously, Hezbollah is at a standstill due to no confidence or fear of their supply chain. I agree. I think it's the exponential value of this is not, you have the injuries and the deaths on the Hezbollah fighters, but what it has must have done to their command and control structure must be one for the record books. It's masterclass stuff. Oh, good. Navy Chief, here's somebody who has an opinion I'm looking for. Navy Chief in Foley said, I don't think our government is being honest. No way CIA and NSA did not have any knowledge or part of the exploding pagers. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of what they did. It was genius. Yeah, of course we knew. But, you know, did they do it? I love the Israelis. They don't say, they just say, well, no comment. Let's see. Rob in Fairhope said Mossad was reported to have used the cell phone to target a terrorist about 20 years ago. I remember the story, I think, in Wired magazine. So, yeah, but the track, what was interesting about the pager thing, right? The way I kind of reading up last night, and we all of us kind of guessed it yesterday, is they weren't using smartphones because smartphones were easier to hack and track. And so they had gone to pagers in an attempt to go lower tech, right, and not be surveilled by Mossad. But in that move to go lower tech, there's the Achilles heel that my best guess now, that the product that they purchased, these ICOM two-way radios and these other pagers, had been fitted with what let them make the explosions yesterday and today. And to think about a plan like this, that when was it hatched? They said in that story from Reuters, they had said that the purchase had been made, months and months ago. Yeah, it was way. Yeah, devices were bought 5 months ago. So Hezbollah bought the handheld radios that exploded today 5 months ago. At the same time that they bought the pagers. Wow. All right. Paul Feinbaum on the way next. We'll do it all again tomorrow for FM Talk 106.5's Midday Mobile and a variety of other shows like Mobile Mornings and Jeff and all that good stuff. Check it out.